Good morning. This is KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip. So glad to have you along as we continue to keep you informed on public items of interest. And we're really happy to have along with us Dan Ruderboris with Lower Loop NRD. Did I do okay on your last name there, Dan?
You nailed it. Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll do it one more time at the end of the segment, but I don't think I'm going to mix it in any time in the middle of our segment. Dan is here to talk about the NRD's Nitrogen Use Efficiency Program. And my number one thing that I do, Dan, when I don't understand something is I just ask someone at the beginning of an interview to just break something down all the way down to like the lowest understanding level that you get the impression that I would understand. And then hopefully our listeners can understand it as well if they don't already.
Okay, sure.
All right. So if you want, just kind of break it down a little bit for us and tell us what nitrogen use efficiency even is.
So nitrogen use efficiency is taking a look at your applied nitrogen sources in the field. So we're looking at cropland and what applied nitrogen sources you have. And in this case, with this program, we're looking at credited nitrogen sources as well. So looking at nitrogen in irrigation water and looking at residual soil nitrate, organic matter, mineralization, manure sources, and taking those credits, whether they're applied or credited, and adding them together. And then to get a nitrogen use efficiency score, you divide that by the yield of that corn field for that year. And that'll give you your score of how efficient you were in using nitrogen. So this program is looking at offering $15 acre payment to farmers for having a nitrogen use efficiency score of 1.0 or less, kind of using that equation.
Okay. And this kind of leads back to the conversation we had with Alan in another recording about the NRD's focus on keeping the land, you know, in a really good state. And that kind of starts with the land underneath of our feet, including farmland. If they are being efficient with their nitrogen use and putting it in a good amount on that score system you mentioned, they're essentially being rewarded for doing the very best that they can for that soil. Am I understanding that right?
Yep, that's exactly right. So we're looking at, you know, being efficient with our nitrogen, not letting it slip through our soil profile, becoming into our aquifers and being in our groundwater, our drinking water sources. So we're looking at rewarding people who are trying to do a good job of having a high efficiency, taking everything into account when they're doing their nutrient management plans for the year.
Now, we venture to guess that a lot of this depends on the farmer and keeping an eye on things really throughout the entire calendar year, not just during the growing season. It's maybe just as much important outside of the growing season as well. Is that true?
Yes, it is important during the other parts of the growing season as well. You take into account like your soil residual nitrate. That's something that you want to keep track of by taking soil samples prior to your planting season. So this program, one of the things that it asks for is a soil sample test taken for nitrogen, so you can calculate what residual soil nitrate you have and the organic matter mineralization potential for nitrate as well. The other thing that it asks for is an in-season irrigation water sample so that you can take into account what you have there for that irrigation water nitrate credit as well. So those are the two main things that the program asks for. Dry land fields are also applicable, so or can apply for the program. They just wouldn't have the irrigation water credit. And if there's any manure or a legume prior to the year, you'd have credits there available as well.
Sure. If people want, I understand that we're at a kind of a critical point when it comes to this nitrogen use efficiency program. If people want to get involved with this, kind of run down the steps that they need to follow at this very point in the year to get involved with this.
Sure. So right now is just the application period. This program opened about 2 weeks ago, and it will be open for applications until May 15th. And they can find those applications either on our website at llnrd.org, or they can contact our headquarter office in Ord, and we can find a way to get it to them, whether it's email or send it through the mail or something like that as well. And so after the May 15th deadline, they'll be notified whether or not they've been enrolled in the program through the applications.
And I'd venture to guess that one of the biggest benefits to completing the application and being accepted into this program would be some guidance from LLNRD and getting some help along the way, making sure that they're doing all of these right things, not only to fulfill the program, but to benefit themselves and their operation as well.
Right. With the program itself, you know, you can take that equation into account and kind of see how you're doing. It gives you another way of just see how efficient you're being with your nitrogen use. And also we have staff that, agronomists on staff that can also help with recommendations and things like that as well.
Great. All really good information. Is there anything we kind of hit maybe the main points of it? Are there any other pieces of information we should pass along before we close?
Multiple applications are allowed in the program, so you can apply for several different fields. I mentioned a kind of $15 acre payment for the meeting the requirement of the 1.0 or less. And as far as data submission, that won't be due until January 15th of 2027. So we ask that, at that point in time, we would have all the data turned in for the program.
And maybe when you're having a conversation about nitrogen, I know there are other programs that folks can ask about as well. And at any point is probably a good time to at least put it on your radar, even if it's not actively happening at that time, I'm sure, too, right?
Yes, there are other programs that take place at different times of the year. There's one called the Nitrogen Reduction Incentive Program, and that usually takes place over the winter for signups. So that'd be another point of contact if interested in doing that as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and appreciate your knowledge on this, because if someone gave me 5 years to research all of this and sit down and give a presentation on it, I don't think they'd learn as much as we learned in these couple of minutes. So thank you very much, Dan.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Dan Ruderboris with LLNRD on KCNI Public Affairs.